Hello and welcome to my podcast. Today we are asking the question, why is the media so closely integrated with mainstream politics in the UK? It is firstly important to define what is meant by the media. According to the Oxford Learners Dictionary, the media refers to the main ways that large numbers of people receive information and entertainment. That is, television, radio, newspapers, and the internet. For lack of time, this podcast will focus largely on newspaper platforms, particularly with regards to reports of immigration, this being the action of coming to live permanently in a foreign country, a definition also from the Oxford Dictionary. As the news people receive and where they receive it from impacts the way they think about life, politics, and voting, it's important to examine the specific agendas being pushed by those behind the scenes and how this affects democracy within the UK. It has become easier in recent times for specific political agendas to be pushed through the media, as more and more outlets have been bought up by the same large corporations. An MRC report titled Who Owns the UK Media revealed that only 8 companies account for newspaper titles circulated to around 63 million people nationally, with The Sun and The Daily Mail making up just over half of all daily newspapers consumed by the UK public. To summarise the risks of this assessed within the report, the lack of diversity regards to ownership of news outlets creates a dangerous political climate in which wealthy individuals are able to influence the news people receive, thus shaping the media landscape to suit their interests and personal views. This type of company ownership can be seen not just within the newspaper industry, but also in most forms of media outlets. It is not only the newspaper industry that has come to be owned by a select few, but also national radio, which has seen independent ownership drop to a mere 14% in recent years, and also television news outlets, with companies such as Sky being gradually bought up by the Sun owner, Rupert Murdoch. This podcast will focus on how the ownership of UK media by a select, wealthy few has contributed to the discourse on immigration, or as it is commonly referred to by right-leaning media platforms such as the Daily Mail and the Sun and the Daily Express, the refugee or migrant crisis. In an issue of Annals and the International Communication Association exploring the European media discourse on immigration and its effects, it is stated by the people of Britain have a notably negative attitude towards the immigration of those outside of Europe compared to the majority of other European countries, particularly since the 2016 Brexit referendum. This could be attributed, at least in part, to the close interlinking of the media and UK politics, as this is where the majority of the population gather their political information from. With the British population being fed from these papers, headlines such as Migrant Workers Flooding Britain, Workers Are Fired for Being British, and Migrants Rob Young Britons of Jobs, when news articles are supposed to be impartial and factually accurate, it is not difficult to see how these negative attitudes from Britons have come about. Given that the Conservative Party are renowned for their anti-immigration policies and attitudes, and we clearly see that, according to Moritz Abel, real-world events such as elections can increase the prevalence of immigrant-related issues discussed by media outlets, we can reasonably assume that this Conservative agenda has been favoured and adopted by news outlets for a reason. Let's examine why this may be. The recent Conservative manifesto vows to keep taxes for businesses low. The Guardian even reported them having reduced taxes for major corporations such as UK banks, Amazon, and Facebook by approximately one-third since 2010. Given this, it is therefore in the interest of the wealthy elites residing at the top of the corporate media hierarchy to adopt a conservative attitude and advocate their policies to the general public in order to secure more voters and maintain low tax rates. It would be counterintuitive in terms of profit for them to employ a more left-leaning standpoint, for example, that of Labour, as the chance of increased taxation for major corporations would be high, given that Labour pledged in their manifesto to tax those at the top in order to fund public services. This may explain why, according to YouGov, only 3 out of the UK's 8 leading newspapers are considered to be left-wing by the general public. An example of this intentional bias can be seen with the owners of the Daily Telegraph, the Barclay brothers, who have been described by The Guardian as natural conservatives and offshore tax evaders. They are the owners of several large businesses and newspapers and understand that, economically, it is beneficial for them to push a conservative agenda through their platforms. Not only is there a money-making strategy behind this, but it is also an opportunity for the brothers to push their own personal political agendas. As online article in The Telegraph describes the UK press as consisting as mostly aggressively right-wing businessmen, using Rupert Murdoch as an example. The article depicts how they use their papers to propagate their political opinions and appoint as editors people who share their views. As the Conservative Party also consists mostly of wealthy elites, with 65% of Sunak's cabinet having attended private school, according to ITV, it makes sense to view politics and the media as so interlinked in a bid to keep the wealthy in control of the public opinion and political decision-making. This is a scheme that seems to work. As documented by Maritza Ball, it is seen that as coverage of immigration increases in the news, Euroscepticism increases. When this serves the political views of those in ownership of news outlets, there is all the more reason for them to push their biases further. A period where this anti-immigration coverage increased drastically was in the lead-up to the 2016 Brexit referendum, where the UK public were flooded with news stories depicting the alleged threat that immigration posed to the British people. A common way that the media achieved this demonisation was simply through the language they used. Regardless of legal status, the UK media tended to refer to refugees or asylum seekers as immigrants or migrants. Maritza Ball highlights how this tool used by the press in order to delegitimise the situations of refugees and asylum seekers was in a bid to reduce general sympathy towards struggling groups. As The Telegrapher put it, the number of migrant-based headlines increased exponentially during the Brexit referendum, despite it still being under question whether leaving Europe would have any effect on the numbers of migrants coming to the country, suggesting that immigration was used as somewhat of a scapegoat in order to coax the British people into voting to leave the UK, the EU. This was seen particularly by the historically influential newspaper, The Sun, a renowned conservative paper. As described by Reeves in a paper exploring the evidence of media influence on political attitudes and voting, The Sun opened with the headline, "It was the Sun what won it," following the Conservative win in the 1992 general election, as their news coverage in the build-up to the election was considered to have contributed massively to their victory. The Sun was seen again surrounding Brexit referendum to be one of the main reporters on immigration issues, consistently quoting right-wing pro-leave MPs such as Nigel Farage and driving the anti-immigrant narrative in order to persuade UK voters to vote leave. We have seen their political influence before, and this time was no different, with the UK voting to leave the EU 7 years ago, demonstrating how closely interlinked politics and the media are in the UK, and how simple it is for the press to push particular narratives in order to affect voting behaviour. Overall, when considering the limited pool of uppercut businessmen that own the UK's media, more specifically newspapers, there are several reasons as to why UK politics and the media are so closely interlinked that we explored in today's podcast. Their intertwined nature has been seen to push countless political agendas throughout UK history, including elections and referendums, the media being used as a tool to sway political opinion mostly towards outcomes that will be most beneficial for the wealthy elites. Not only this, but the aggressively right-wing nature of the majority of mainstream newspapers is a clearly intentional bias, as wealthy corporate workers and owners at the head of mainstream media corporations economically benefit from the Conservative policy, and their media platforms are a simple tool in pushing their own personal agendas.